The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
So the Gemara, beginning of the ninth parak, discusses the concept of Noilad. Noilad means that a person makes an eder, and then an unforeseen circumstance happens, and that causes a person to want to be matter the nether. So the din of Noilad, the way we paskin, like the Chachamim, the din of Noilad is that you cannot use as a Pesach an unforeseen circumstance and say that had I known this unforeseen circumstance would arise, I'd never made the nether. So that's a very common case, and I just wanted to go through some of the halachas of Noilad and to see how they're relevant. Like we said from Rav Shlomo Zalman, the concept of Noilad is a din d'oraisa. He brings a raya from the fact that Gemara asks what's Rabbi Lezer's reason, and brings a raya from the Torah that indicates that the Chachamim that say that Noilad doesn't work, there's a starting point to the Gemara, and you need a pasuk against them that indicates that the din of Noilad is in a Torah. So I just want to speak and discuss some of the kulas that we find in Noilad, some of the limitations to the issue of Noilad. So one is what we discussed last time, that according to Rav Yishayim, and that's the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, and Rishav Ches, Sefer Beis, and all the Knights of Kalim say like that, is that the din that we're in place from Noilad, the halacha that we can't use Noilad as a Pesach, is only a type of Noilad that's not uncommon. But if something that is common, then you could use that as a Pesach. And the reason is, because according to these Rishayim, this is the way we hold, the reason why you can't be use Noilad as a Pesach is because we assume that even if you would have known while you were making the nether that this event had a chance of occurring, you still would have made the nether. You would have assumed it's not going to happen, and therefore you would have gone ahead with the nether anyways. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that even if the person says, no, I wouldn't have made it if I would have known this unforeseen circumstance would have happened, we don't believe the person. We say that he's just saying so, but we don't really believe that he means like that. So that's one heter in Noilad, that if it's common, so then since a person would refrain from making a nether if something common is likely to occur to make him not want to have such a nether, so then Noilad would work. Then even Noilad, you could make a Pesach out of the Noilad. That is one heter. Now, obviously, this heter would not apply to many cases. It only applies if it happens, as the case is, that it's a frequent occurrence. But if it's an infrequent occurrence, you would obviously not have this heter. Now, there's another heter that you could be master, even if the event that occurred is frequent, you still have another heter, and that is, on the Gemara in Daflam Beis on Beis says that even though a person, we can't be make a Pesach out of Noilad, we could make a Pesach out of Tznai Noilad. So the Gemara explains what it means, the Tznai Noilad. The Gemara says a case, when a person said, he's talking about in the time the Beis HaMikdash was around, like the very end, last period of the existence of the Beis HaMikdash, and a person at that point said that he's a Nazir. And then, unfortunately, there was the Churban at that point, and obviously, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then he has no way to get out of his Nazir. He can't bring the requisite Karbonis if there's no Beis HaMikdash. So, to say that had you known that the Churban would occur shortly, that is being Pesach B'Noilad. Who says the Churban is going to happen? So that would not be it. So that would be a classic case of Noilad. However, the Gemara says what you could do, what the Dayanim could do, is they could say that had there been someone that would have lied while you were making the Naziris and said the Beis HaMikdash was already Charif, would that have caused you to refrain from making the Neder? And if he answers in the affirmative, then that's called Tznai Noilad, and that is a valid Pesach. Now the reason for this Heter, Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Ahara says, is because something that's in the future, had you known this would occur, a person really cannot associate with. However, if someone were to lie now, then that brings this occurrence very vividly in his mind, and then he can associate with it, and then it's possible that he would refrain from doing the nether. Now, this heter does not apply to all cases. First of all, the Bach points out that you need that the thing that the people are going to lie about actually happened. In other words, you can't be met praiseach. It's not called the Tanai Noilud to say that someone's going to come and say some sort of falsehood that never happened and never will happen, and just say some sort of falsehood that actually never happened and never materialized. That is not a Tanai Noilud. Tanai Noilud means that the event that actually transpired and people merely come and lie before it transpired. But we need that it actually happened. That is one limitation. And there's a much bigger limitation, which is the Shach brings down from the Prisha, and this is the way he paskins, that it's only if the person at the time would not recognize that this person is lying. But if at the time he would understand he's lying, then you wouldn't have this heter. For example, let's say going in the case of the Gemara, with this person who wants to make a neder, that he's a nazir. Someone comes to him and says, you know that the Beis Hamikdash was Charif. Now, if he lives in Yerushalayim, and he knows for a fact, he never heard that the Beis Hamikdash was Charif, and he lives here, and there's no way it was Charif without his knowing, so then that's not a good heter for Noilad. Now, so that case, this really knocks off most of the cases a person would want to use for Tanai Noilad. Because usually, people deal with circumstances that they're familiar with. So for example, let's say in the Mishnah, where it says, had you known this person would become the Sefer here, he would be the Paisik in the city, turn into the Paisik in the city, would you make a Nether? Now, a person lives in the city, he knows this guy's not right now is not a Paisik, and obviously if someone says, you know he's already a Paisik, you know he's not a Paisik. And the same thing with the other case in the Mishnah. We have a Shul that turns into Basic Knesset. So he knows this shul is someone's a private house right now, and if someone tells him it's a basic nessus, he will recognize the person's lying. So even though we have such a heter of tanai noilad, it's not so common that this heter would actually be beneficial. However, there is one heter which basically takes off the problem of noilad, and that is that it's mavur in the Rambam and the Beis Yosef is daik like this. From the tour, also the yields of the Heter, and the Rama and Simin Reish of Chesed Yimel brings down also the Heter La Halacha, and that is that even though the Mishnah and that's why Paskin hold, he says that we don't make a Pesach out of Nailad, that's only Pesach. But Charata, if you want to matter Neter with Charata, then it would help. And the Rama explains that it's only Charata Meikar. In other words, if a person had made Neder and had Charata, that because of the Noilad, he had Charata, that he ever made this Nether, then that's not a problem, and you could be based on Kimimatris. Now, Sefer Chazon Yecheskel and Tosefta explains the reason that Noilad is not a problem by Charata, even though it does prevent the Pesach, is because there's a very fundamental difference between Pesach and Charata. By Pesach, the reason why it helps is because we make the Nether like a mistake. In other words, had he known at the time of the Nether, this cheshman that he's saying he's trying to be paiseach with, he would not have made the nether. So then, of course, now there's a problem, because had he known that there's a slight chance that this would have happened, then also we assume he would have made the nether. So that would not be a heter. However, by charata, we don't really care what he was thinking out about when he made the nether. We care now that he just didn't want that he never would have made this nether. So even those circumstances that arose later caused him to not want his nether retroactively, but since at the end of the day he has charata and he wishes he never made this nether, so that's a valid charata. The Gaon brings down that they bring a raya to this from the fact that the Gemara, when he wants to matu with charata, he said kado tehisa, which means do you have charata that you made a nether? So the Chachamim are bothered. Why didn't he ask? Why didn't he find out what the reason for the charata is? Maybe it's noilad. So this is a very strong indication. Like all these places are saying, is that you could be that by charata there's no problem of noilad. Now the Shach points out that this heter will work in almost all cases, and the reason is because our minhag is that when a person comes to be matur neder, one of the things that the animals will do, the first thing they'll do is they'll say, did you have charata? And if he says yes, then we make a pesach out of the charata. We say, had you known that you had charata, would you have made this neder? So one of the elements with which we're matur neder is always with charata. So then the whole issue of Noilad becomes irrelevant, because the way we make Hataras Nadarim, you're always going to have a Chirat, and it's never going to be a problem that it's Noilad. And in fact, the Chachmas Adam brings down that the reason he doesn't discuss Noilad is because Menenu is not Negea. Since anyways, our minig is that we always Paseach B'Chirata, we always make a Chirata, a Pesach from the Chirata, so there's always one element of our Hataras Nadarim is Chirata, and therefore, even if there would be an Noilad, it would not be a problem, because by Chirata, there's no issue of Noilad.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.